Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Member of our brave trustees, a retired officer with the CIA, and he served our country around the world as part of the intelligence operations. He's now retired from there and operating his own business, helping regular folks be safe. And he's written a book called Understanding Personal Security and Risk, a Guide for Business Travelers. And having been a business traveler around the world in my life and probably and expecting to be so again, this book is a very important one, and I encourage you to check it out. And Charles is joining us today to talk to us about some, give us some tips and to bust some myths that we might have about global travel. Charles Gosselin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. So you've got some myths that you've acquired that you've identified over the years that need to be busted today. Talk to us about it.
Well, there's, as a myth buster, I mean, I think there's sort of five that I can think of right off the top of my head that are really important for folks to understand for personal security. And one of them, and I think one of the biggest ones, is the idea or the myth that it can never happen to me, that you go out there, in a really a lovely place or even a place that's not so good, but you arrive and everything is okay. There's no, you've heard that there's all these terrible things happening. And in fact, it's quiet. It's maybe even pastoral and peaceful and everybody is nice. And so a sort of sense of hubris, of I'm really lucky takes over and you start to sort of let your guard down. So that's one of them.
Well, I tell you, Charles, that's a really important one because none of us want to live our life where we're in fear. And we think we're in the United States. If we live in the United States, we had a pretty idyllic life here in many ways. And so to me, those days, the 21st century has proven to us that it can happen to people, regular folks. Bad things can't happen to other regular people because there's stupid people out there who want to do you some harm. And I don't like it, but Charles, and maybe it's my military training, but my response to what's been going on is whenever I'm going somewhere, whenever I'm going into a building or an assembly or a gathering or whatever, when I go in, I think about what would I do if something happened. And especially if there's someone with me I'm responsible for. I don't dwell on it. I don't freak about it. I don't break out a sweat about it. I'm just conscious of it. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. You need to if you allow that to happen, and maybe something won't happen this time, but sooner or later it catches up to you. You just have to pay attention to your environment, be situationally aware.
Yep.
Keep your mind in the present. Keep the headphones off when you're out and about. And that way those, sort of bad habits of security won't catch up with you.
Well, most of us are observers of other people. We like watching people do things. Start when you're observing people, if you see somebody doing something against the grain, pay attention.
Oh, absolutely. So there's a second one, and this is more for folks that if you happen to be an executive, or you have bodyguards, maybe you have a really sophisticated armored SUV that takes you out and about, and you're overseas in one of these places.
As we all do, yes. So many of us do.
Oh, yeah. Well, but it's important to understand it. And I've been in this situation. And you kind of assume that that's going to protect you. That's going to take care of you. And again, you let your guard down. Don't get me wrong. I'm a great fan, and I've got some very dear friends in the executive protection business, and they have their work cut out for them, and that's a whole different conversation. But if you are in that position, you need to have your own program that's very good and that is a supplement to that sort of thing. Just abdicating your responsibility to somebody else for security will set you up for failure.
Can I spin off a little bit of a more Main Street theme on that one?
Sure.
I fear that my son trains a lot of people, men and women, how to use handguns. He's a police officer. He's a SWAT commander. He's a Marine, Force Recon Marine. So he's the real deal.
Oh yeah.
And so he trains people how to be safe with how to use guns, how to shoot them, how to be safe with them, how to protect themselves with them. And even though
right.
he does that, and I'm proud of him for doing that, I fear that a lot of people who aren't used to weapons, especially handguns, will have a false sense of security because it's in their pocket, on their belt, in their purse, and they'll walk around and not pay attention to other things because they'll say, well, wait a minute, I've got my gun, I'll protect myself. When these people have not experienced that kind of a scenario, and I worry that they're putting too much faith in their ability in an emergency situation to respond. What do you think?
You put your finger on an issue that I do deal with, and I deal with clients on this. Don't build a personal security program around a weapon. That's the last resort.
Yep.
If you're fortunate enough to be able to conceal carry or carry a handgun like we are down in Texas. I know there's some areas here in the U.S. where folks just can't do that. But that's, you know what, your personal security should not depend on that. That's a measure of last resort, not first resort. So in that sense, absolutely. A good personal security program starts with a lot of other things before it gets to that.
Run away first, then shoot if you have to.
My favorite one, is the third myth. I think you'll like this one, too. And I don't know who all's been out there been in this situation.
Hold on to that thought, Charles.
I'll hold on to that.
We're coming up on a break, and this was too good to split into half. This one is a really okay. good one, folks. You're going to want to hear what this is on the other side of the break. I need your website, please.
All right, very good. Right now, you can find me. You can find the book on www.butchko.com. BUTCHKO Inc.com.
All right. And I'm sure it's on Amazon.
And it is on Amazon as well. All you need to do is just Google my name or the book, and it's up on Amazon.
GOSLIN, Charles Gosselin. The book is called Understanding Personal Security and Risk. We got three more myths we're going to bust after this break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.